Hello. Hello. Can you guys hear me? Give me a sign. Give me a sign, KFB. Okay. I don't think they can hear you. You're too far. Yeah. Everybody come in and listen to Takanashi Kiara telling her story of being a girl failure. Takanashi Kiara is right now in Japan, and Narissa is nursing me, not in a way of like giving me her milk, because I think that's also one way to use that word, as I recall. More in a way of she's taking care of me. Hello. I am checking the Twitter comments. Oh, you heard Risa. They heard you. Well, so this will be a short space because Narissa Ravencroft is also my chef and she is cooking the hot pot right now. Yippee! Hot pot! Let's go! So exciting. And then she will feed me. She will use a spoon and feed me. Totally. And now I will tell you the story of how I died. Okay, I didn't die. That's a bit dramatic. It will not take long, guys. It's a short story. Once upon a time, Kiara traveled to in Japan, and on the day of her arrival, she scheduled an appointment. Because she wanted to become prettier. So you guys may know that I have never never gotten my nails done before. Because I don't like the feeling of the filing that like gives me shivers. So I avoided it my whole life. And I don't know, I wanted to be prettier because I'm gonna meet some hot Korean ladies soon. So I made an appointment and I didn't want to necessarily go alone. So I asked my manager if she wants to join me, even though she's also not really a nail person. And she was like, yeah, okay. And so I was gonna invite her though. Like, of course, I'm not gonna make her pay for her nails that she's getting with me. So we had an appointment, but hers,
Quick question.
yeah.
Wooden or metal chopsticks? Korean chopsticks or Japanese
I
chopsticks?
did. Do they differ in
Yeah.
length?
One are like, I mean, they're the same length, but one's like kind of rectangular.
Oh,
The other is just Japanese chopsticks.
just Japanese chopsticks.
Okay.
Hi, Katties. Yeah, my appointment was gonna be at, let's say, like 12 noon, and my managers at 12:30 because they couldn't get us in at the same time. Anyway, we meet up at the nail salon place, and I had just gotten off my flight like 2 hours before, and I had hurried to get to the nail salon. And actually, there's also a funny story about that, even getting there, because I had to first drop off my luggage at Narissa place, and she did a stunt that is just beautiful. She ran like I've never seen her run before. Basically, I had my taxi drive to her, and I was like, Narissa, Narissa, I want to take the same taxi back as well, otherwise I won't make it to my nail appointment. So please run out and take my luggage. And so she ran out in her, well, not, I guess, pajama. It didn't look so much like a pajama. But yeah, she ran and she took the suitcase and she ran back. And I was like, okay, now I can go to my nail salon. And I arrive at the nail salon on time. Everything's perfect. And I go in with my manager. She's there early. She's just like waiting for me because her appointment is 30 minutes later. And I take a seat and I say, Sumimasen, I'm sorry. This is my first time getting my nails done, so please be kind to me and excuse me if I have some questions. And she's like, okay, but the people, the staff there didn't seem too like outgoing. They were rather, yeah, quiet. Anyway, I get to choose some designs while they're starting to file down and like polish and all that. And I didn't know that you had to grow out your nails, by the way. I thought they just chuck something on there, but apparently you need to add the option of making them longer if yours are too short. And they said, we cannot do this spontaneously since you didn't reserve it. So we don't have time for this today, implying that they have a busy schedule today. This is important because I am an overthinker, and I register this information in my head very, very consciously, unlike when I lost my consciousness. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's fine. But I was like a little bit disappointed that the first nail appointment ever in my life is gonna be like kind of coming out as mediocre because my nails were pretty short. So she also was like, well, we can't do much with this because they're so short that we can't put many like details on it. I'm like, damn, well, that's kind of sad. Anyway, she like gets started. I'm still choosing a design and I'm like, okay, good. Do you guys have water? And they're like, no, we don't give out water. And I'm like, what? Well, this country of beautiful Japan that gives you free water in every restaurant does not give you water at a 2-hour nail appointment. Okay. I've had this before with a cheap lash extension place. I feel like if you get a really cheap place, they're not even gonna give you water. So I was like, okay, well, then I asked my manager, because she still has time before it's her turn, to get us water. She's like, okay, no problem. So she's out. She left the building to get water. Now I will say the polishing was still like fine. Didn't feel bad. But then she starts filing and I start feeling a little bit like it gives me a little bit of the ick. Yeah, but I'm okay. But I'm not really okay because simultaneously, I don't know, the smell in the nail salon was so strong. So maybe that, but also the filing that is giving me shivers and a weird sensation, and then not having water. And just, I think, something similar happened to me, very similar, like 1 or 2 months ago in the gym, where I have like kind of fainted as well. Like it felt exactly the same, but I was able to lay down pretty instantly. So I didn't lose consciousness, but I was getting really close to it. Now, this was similar. I however wanted to stay strong. I didn't want to be like annoying the staff, so I tried to keep it together. I was hoping that the water would come soon and then maybe I would feel better, and maybe I just need to power through and I'll be fine. I want to get these nails done. But more and more I'm starting to feel dizzy and I'm starting to feel sick, like maybe I'll throw up, and I was like, yeah, starting to feel worse and worse. And I take off my hat, I take off my mask to try to like give myself more room to breathe and all that, but it doesn't help. And then so that's when I say to the staff, where like I'm really starting to feel like I might throw up, this is dangerous. So I tell the staff, like, sumimasen, I don't feel so good. I feel like I don't know, I feel dizzy and need to throw up maybe. And she's like, oh my god, daijoubu? Daijoubu desu ka? And I start to like wobble, like in the chair, I'm like having difficulties sitting up straight and communicating, and slowly and but surely my eyes, they start becoming darker and dark, my sight starts becoming darker and darker, and yeah, then before I know it, like from all the wobbling, I suddenly lose control and I kind of like, yeah, I pass out with my eyes open at first. I didn't know that was a thing, that you can pass out with your eyes open, but I could not reply or really register what they were saying to me. Only after the fact, when I regained consciousness, I realized, wait, they were talking to me. But I didn't really know what. but yeah, I just didn't know anymore what was happening, and then passed out, and then I also, for a moment, like, really passed out with my eyes closed. And then I regained consciousness, and I'm like, oh my god, sorry, I think I just lost consciousness. And then they're like, oh no. And then they give me water. Well, surely that's, yeah, that's when you give someone water, understandably, right? Well, thanks. And they were really concerned, like all the nail people in the salon all came together. Well, it was only like one handful of people, but they gathered around me. And yeah, as I was passed out, they were like, oh my god. They were just saying things to me, but they probably didn't even realize right away that I was passed out too, because I had my eyes open. yeah. So then I regained consciousness. I was still kind of like really weak and wobbly, and I couldn't really stand. But they made me lay down on like a more comfortable chair that leans back and turns into a bed pretty much, for, I think, for pedicure. And they gave me the water, and I was regaining consciousness. And then the funny part is that all of this happens when my manager was gone. And she was gone like pretty long, like 10 minutes at least. She comes back while I'm laying on the chair and in the back of the store, and the staff welcomes her back and says, oh, your friend, she passed out actually. And my manager is like, what? What happened? And she comes over to me, and at that point I'm already like slightly laughing about it. I'm already slightly feeling better. But I'm also like, well, these ladies, they have like full, they're like fully booked today. They don't really have time to be waiting for me to get better. And I was like, what if it happens again when we try to continue? Like I would just trouble them more and more. And the good thing is they pretty much got done with the polishing and the filing and the cuticle removal. So she was about to start the actual nail process of, I guess, painting them or whatever. But she didn't start yet. So it was like right before. So the best time to pass out. So my nails are, well, not done. Not fully done. They are, well, polished and filed, but not pretty in the sense of what I really wanted. And my manager, she was also not like super like, oh, I need to get my nails done. She was just doing this for me, and she was worried about me. So we decided to just pay, like I would pay up and cancel the appointment, even though we didn't get anything done. And they were like, oh, is it really okay? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I know you guys probably don't want me to waste your time, because you couldn't give me an extension like an extra option to make my nails longer either. So I'm assuming that you guys don't have time. And I don't wanna pass out again. Cause I wasn't sure why it was happening, but I think it's a combination of like probably low blood sugar and the extremely strong chemical smell that even my manager was saying it seems stronger than in other places to her. And the filing that was giving me a weird sensation. And that's the story of me passing out in a nail salon, even though I just wanted to get my nails done for the first time in my life, and I have failed, and my nails are not done, and therefore I will not be pretty for the hot Korean girls. Oh my god. But also, when I was like laying in that bed, like waiting for my manager to come back, okay, I DM'd Narissa, and I was like, I passed out. I lost consciousness. And she's like, oh my god. In the taxi or at the appointment? And then she was really worried. And yeah, I came back and she's been taking good care of me. And now she will feed me hot pot straight to my mouth. Thank you for listening. I'm okay though. I'm totally fine. It was just a short thing. I'm a girl failure. Yay. Blood sugar, guys. Blood sugar. Yeah. I'll take care of it. Bye-bye, guys. In German, we say, Auf Wiedersehen.
喂,
Larissa, say goodbye, too.
Bye,
y'all. I'm coming.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Ooh, so much food.
You're about to eat, girly pop.
We will have eight.
Bye.